Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf called today for a coalition of moderates. Their mission, as he sees it, to fight extremism in all religions. The imam is leading the effort to build an Islamic center and mosque near the World Trade Center site. He spoke in New York to the Council on Foreign Relations, and he said that many options are being explored to resolve the dispute around the proposed center. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
Imam Abdul Rauf talked personally about his own spiritual journey as a Muslim and an American citizen. He said he observes the rituals of his religion and prays at least 5 times a day.
And I'm also a proud American citizen. Let no one forget that. I vote in elections. I pay taxes. I pledge allegiance to the flag. And I'm a Giants fan.
The imam made his remarks 2 days after the anniversary of 9/11, when contentious demonstrations opposing and supporting the proposed center took place. Abdul Rauf said both American teachings and the teachings of his faith had nourished him, and that was the same for many Americans. He admitted there is extremism in Islam, as there is in most religions, he said. He said terrorists corrupt the meaning of our faith. We cannot let them define us.
Radical extremists would have us believe in a theory of a worldwide battle between Muslims and non-Muslims. And some intellectuals and thinkers have furthered that idea. The real battle that we must wage together today is not between Muslims and non-Muslims. It is between moderates of all the faith traditions against the extremists of all the faith traditions.
As to the proposed Islamic cultural center and mosque, the imam said many options were being explored. He did not say whether these options included moving the center. He did say that the site is a couple of blocks from Ground Zero, near betting parlors and strip joints, and that it was disingenuous to call that block sacred ground. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.